Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan has said in an address to the nation on Sunday that Armenia is ready to accept all ethnic Armenians from Nagorno-Karabakh. Ethnic Armenian leaders in Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan but has a population of around 120,000 Armenians, say that residents plan to leave for Armenia as they fear being subject to ethnic cleansing, which Azerbaijan has denied. Ethnic Armenian leaders also say that thousands are without food or shelter after Azerbaijan imposed an effective blockade on the only route into Armenia at the end of last year. Azerbaijan has said it will guarantee the rights of Armenians in the region following their declaration of a ceasefire, which halted a deadly military operation it had launched 24 hours prior. U.S. Democratic Senator Gary Peters, who's leading a delegation to the Armenia-Azerbaijan border, says international observers need to be allowed in to Nagorno-Karabakh to monitor the situation.
I'm certainly very concerned about what's happening in Nagorno-Karabakh right now. I think there needs to be some visibility. Certainly people are very fearful of what could be occurring in there, and I think the world needs to know exactly what's happening. We've heard from the Azerbaijani government that there's nothing to see, nothing to worry about. If that's the case, then we should allow international observers in to see for themselves and for the world to see exactly what's happening.